Mary Trump cautions Donald Trump critics not to overreact. By Simon Kent on January 3, 2025. Mary Trump, the estranged niece and longtime critic of President-elect Donald Trump, has cautioned his critics not to overreact and instead be more considered in their responses to his actions. She spoke out during an hour-long session on social media site X, formerly known as Twitter, admitting she spent the last year being way too engaged and needed to explore alternative ways to mitigate the potential horrors. This year is almost certainly going to be, I don't want to say worse, right, I don't want to go there, but more challenging than its predecessor, Mary Trump said. She added she needs to figure out how to negotiate the stress wars. This past year, I was way too politically engaged. By that I don't mean paying attention. We all need to pay attention. But I took so much of what happened this past year to heart. And it had an impact on me that was not a good one, she said. The 59-year-old suggested critics of her uncle need to move forward in a way that is not debilitating or harmful. How do we interpret what's going on without making too much of it either for the good or the bad? She posited. She then gave an example, which she said is a pattern that has continued for years. Donald would post something on Twitter or Truth Social or wherever that was absolutely insane. The response would be, finally, he's losing his mind and it's over because he's crazy. You know, that happened for 8 years, she said. She went on to say that her uncle would sometimes do something legitimately horrible but that we would overreact and think it was the end of the world. So, let's just take a breath. Mary Trump's calming words stand in stark contrast to her previous responses to her uncle's actions in the highest office in the land. As recently as last September, she said Trump has had severe psychiatric disorders for decades and is now becoming delusional, as Breitbart News reported. In December 2023, she called Trump a cornered animal and his legal, financial, and political danger is increasing by the day. And his profound personality disorders make it impossible for him to care about anything but his own safety and security. Those attacks and more were all preceded by her book, Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man, that was published in 2020 and sought to demolish Trump's aura in the eyes of the public and his supporters alike. In an interview with taxpayer-funded National Public Radio, she said preventing his re-election is a life and death matter. Mary Trump was also asked if the incoming president planned to attend late Democratic President Jimmy Carter's funeral. Trump told reporters on New Year's Eve he planned to travel to D.C. next week to attend Carter's services. Mary said out the Carter family should uninvite him. I sincerely hope that they tell him not to come. That's the game that we need to be playing in this country right now, as Democrats, she said. Tell him he's a disgrace, we don't want him there. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.